as I breathe. It's the summertime, 'cause I'm blowing through the breeze. I said I'm born to you, I'm born to see the day come through. I should care for you like you want me to.
Like the one you see.
Alright. Whoa, I don't want to see no more. Alright. Whoa, I don't want to see no more. Alright. Oh, I don't want to see no more. Turn me up in this place. It's an ocean of sound, yeah. Said turn me up in this place, yeah. Till the ocean is found, no, I don't want to see. It feels like I've been such a stranger. It feels like everything is wrong. It feels like I've been gone for ages. It's soon too done before. Too long, too long, too long, too long, too long. The time has come for change, yeah. With nowhere to escape, with different circumstances, I should have needed to behave. Oh, the time has come for changing, yeah. With nowhere to escape, with different circumstances, I should have needed to behave.
This is Liberty World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Bird watching.
Wow, our Texan accents really went out the window there.
We'll try them again later for sure.
I couldn't speak and try to do the accent at the same time, which is
what an accent is.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Nuggets.
But yeah, we're just back in the studio. This is our new time slot, everyone.
Yeah, welcome.
For all our loyal fans out there.
It's 6 p.m.
It's 6 p.m.
Do you know where your birders are?
Because I know I do. This feels like a good time.
Yeah.
We've been a little exhausted for our Monday 9 p.m.s, which is like hard to admit to you all. It's just a little sad.
9 to 10 is just like sleepy time.
It is, especially on a Monday. But yeah, the 6 feels good. I think we'll probably have some dinner after this.
Oh, for sure. I'm soaking lentils.
She's meal prepping.
I am meal prepping.
But yeah, it's just been a good week since we've last spoke. I don't know if you tuned in this weekend. We took a sub shift and had some special guests on.
We did indeed. I was like, just like prepared to have a solo shift in the studio. I was really just, you know, feeling a blue vibe. You know, I was just gonna take it easy and let the music guide me. And then, lo and behold, I have 3 guests that surprised me. And
she seems so happy about it.
It was, because I was expecting a different situation, but I also enjoyed the surprise.
I'm happy to hear that. I've soloed before. It's a time. It's just like you're very internal and you just question everything you say, and there's no positive reinforcement to really get you through. But it really makes you stronger on the other side is the thing.
I'm really affirming you out here.
I feel so freaking affirmed.
Speaking of thank you. I am trying to perfect my like Japanese grunt, affirmative grunt.
Oh, is this a thing?
Yeah, it is. I have a video of it that I can show you at a later date. It's like it's more guttural than I'm able to produce right now.
And so when did the passion for procuring this talent arise?
Well, so I'm in the Japanese literature class.
Naturally.
And over the summer, I was hearing this, but it's more like a... It's more like a...
Oh,
you know
wait,
what I'm saying?
New Girl?
Oh.
When Schmidt's talking to the man on the... Not Schmidt. When Nick is talking to the man on the bench, is that the vibe?
Uh-huh. Like, but vocal.
Okay.
It can be heard, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
One of our favorite shows is
New Girl.
One of
our favorite shows.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
Beans is... We both identify with two of the male characters. Two of the different male characters.
We do. Do I identify with Nick?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I didn't know which one, but I felt right about saying that.
Minus the, like, he gets more angry than you do.
Yeah, he gets, I like to keep it super casual. Yeah, he gets a little, like...
grumps.
Yeah, I'm not here for that. I don't like holding grudges. It hurts my soul. So. And just Libretti cannot be a better Schmidt. And the more you listen to this show.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the more you look at her face. And the more things that she says.
And the more you look in my closet.
And the more loafers she wears.
Oh, yeah.
You really just can't escape it.
And the more I jar my beans.
And the more she soaks her lentils.
What'd it do?
Alas. So...
Should we hit him with another?
I think we should. Do we have an idea, or should I just play something that's good?
So, Beans was like... Mandy Beans, in case you were confused.
Yeah, no, we're just extending my nickname.
She... How about a Hozier, since I know you love
really
him so
much. That's really an excellent idea.
She was like, yo, you know this song? And I was like, yeah, I do. She was like, it's sort of a journey. No, I was like, no, I don't know the song because I don't remember names or of people, places, or things. But I remembered it when I listened to it.
That song we just played, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel it was a journey, even though you've heard it before?
For sure.
Like, just a familiar journey.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We can talk about how I got, like, my astrology broken down by my cousin this past weekend.
I think that should be after this song.
Yeah, all right.
And then we can debrief my astrology, maybe live on the air.
I may have to purchase a $3, like, guest edition to CoStar just to accomplish that.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think it's
I'm happy
it.
To go halvesies with you.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here's another song.
in my eyes. No better version of me I could pretend to be tonight. So deep in the swill with the most familiar of swine. For reasons wretched and divine. She blows out of nowhere, a Roman candle of the wild. Laughing away through my feeble disguise.
Hi, team.
Hi, we're back.
So we're gonna have to hold off on Mandy's co-star because she needs to know the time she was born. Don't worry, Kath. You've received a text.
You have. I told her it was time sensitive.
Ding, ding.
Good thing she never looks at her phone, but maybe today's the day.
But anyway, it's more
circumstantial. The importance under which you got your astrology signs.
Yeah,
read.
For sure. So my cousin Isaac visited this weekend.
Freaking gem.
He was a huge hit.
Like, he's my new hero.
Whoa.
Like, I don't say that lightly, Isaac, if you're listening.
And Jenny, who goes to Northeastern, his friend, who just started law school. I said BU, a few weeks ago, and she was very upset with me. Yeah. Because, in an undergraduate mindset, as a Tufts student, aren't sort of Northeastern and BU as undergraduate institutions sort of interchangeable in your mind?
Correct. Yes, I'd say so. Mm. Are they not interchangeable for the graduate student
Absolutely
level?
Not. Apparently.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Apparently Northeastern Law School is amazing.
Oh, heck yeah, yeah, Jenny.
With social justice, oriented.
She seems like she's doing great things. So
yeah.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
So we had an orgasmic meal in Jamaica Plain where Jenny lives.
At a gastropub, so it's only fitting.
Yeah. And then in the Uber back, they were like, what time were you born? And I was like, oh no, here we go. And I think astrology is silly, but fun.
It's
but
really fun. And like until someone like does like one step too far or talks about it one time too much and then it's not silly anymore, that's when it's scary.
Wait, there was so I texted my family group chat that we're on.
Of course.
And yeah, my mom goes, yuck, the previous person played crappy country gag. And I just want you to know, Claude, that that we had a caller who really appreciated that kind of music. Slash, it may have been automated.
It might have been. Slash, said listener could still be listening, and we thank you for your call.
Yeah, we do. We really appreciate it. As soon as we got the call, I was like, it's been 2 minutes. My mom's calling.
Must be someone's mom. Alas, it was a Medford townie, and that's what we live for here on the radio.
We do. We like to expand our community.
We do. I was hoping we'd make some new friends tonight.
Yeah.
Alas, we invited people on the show, but they declined.
We decided we're going to train the new class, the new era.
We should train Owen.
Well, okay. I feel like Owen should branch out.
He should meet someone. Yeah, I agree.
Like, in theory, yes, I would love to train Owen, but also, what is that going to do for our friendship? You know, he could have a team-building exercise with a stranger.
I was trained by a townie who has a three-hour show who truly lives for those 3 hours, it seemed, of his week. Like, I think those are his weekly peaks. And
he peaks for 3 hours a
literally.
Week.
Literally.
God, I wish I could do that.
Me too. We kind of do here in the studio. But I like thoroughly enjoyed my time. I experienced said training with like a fellow Tufts student that I like am only acquaintances with, but afterwards we like debriefed together and we will always have that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him. Ethan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw him on Brom.
Aw. Yeah. Did you give him a wave?
Yeah. Everyone has been like, since when do you, I did give him a wave, and I'm demonstrating in the studio my royal wave, mm-hmm. which is just how I wave.
Yeah.
It's just like a slight cup and a rotation.
Very elegant.
Yeah. It usually, I think what I was experiencing is my waving was getting out of hand. Mm. Like I was hurting myself.
I get that. Mm. Yeah. A lot of passion.
Yeah. Too exaggerated or perhaps too small and then they wouldn't see.
Oh.
So a royal wave grabs the attention.
It really does.
Makes a person feel seen.
I've really been into the salute recently
well. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I do that only when I feel awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Slash, I'm in like a bye.
So just like me constantly. I had such an awkward run-in with someone today. He's definitely not listening, so I'm going to share this story.
Uh-huh.
But so there's this kid, Adam, who who would invite me over for many a meal.
Last year.
And I
asked her many a question.
I got a daily question. But anyway, when I was at his house and was around sometimes. And so we became like low-key buddies. But Adam had a small crush on me.
Small crush? He would like... if you were like, yes, Adam, I'll go on a date with you, he would like careen around like the lawn, all Tufts lawn, like screaming
yes,
your name.
Likely.
For the, yeah.
But it was very casual. And so I had to like shut this potential love interest down for our main man, Adam. And so now whenever I see the housemate, like I can still say hi to Adam because like he's a friendly enough dude, but I feel like the housemate probably got like the insider scoop. So now the housemate like doesn't ever know whether to say hi to me or not. And so I saw him from afar as I was walking like in toward campus today, and he saw me from afar, and then I hit him with a soft smile, and he hit me with the nothing for a super long time. But then as we were like already past each other pretty much, he hit me with the hey, and then I looked back and hit him with the hey, and then I was like, I literally just like wanted to sob on the street. I was like, that was horrible.
Well, my salute mm-hmm. was after film class yesterday, whom I attend with a past crush of mine. I would say it's in the past.
Can we say the name on the air?
Yeah.
Are they listening?
I'm definitely not.
Okay.
Like, for sure not.
Who is it?
Dean.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is it past, though?
Oh, it's for sure past.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you have another prospect.
Whoa. You tell me. Oh, my God. The look. Oh, God. This. I think we're going to have to play something and then segue into that prospect. Because
it's super important.
I don't even know where to begin.
We don't even know.
Anyway, so Dean and I were walking back down the hill after film class, and we were just chatting away. If you get him talking about something, he will just go. He will just, I can't get a word in.
Interesting.
Yeah, and like, this is me.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
You can often get words in.
Yes.
Even just like a few.
I was like, okay, and then I just started.
I had something witty to say.
And he was like, well, I'm going this way. And I was like, and gave him a little
salute. Aw, Dean.
Yeah, Dean. Yeah, I don't really vibe with the new hair. I appreciate what he's doing. You would like it.
It's long. I just mouthed the word nut.
Anyway.
What song did you want? Oh, so preface this song, why I'm playing a Mac DeMarco song.
Oh, yeah.
Slash, which one is it?
Freaking Out the Neighborhood.
Okay.
Not from his new album. I went to go see Mac DeMarco on Sunday night, and it was a ball and a half. I went with Malaika and Jazz, Jizzy J, as formerly known on this show, and my big, Maddie, and Paola, who also has a show here. And it was so much fun. And I was home by 11:20 p.m., so that was also incredible.
Whoa, I did not know that piece of information.
Oh, yes.
You won the whole night.
I won the whole night, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
And then I had to wake up at 8 a.m. the next morning to go to the 7:50 to go to the passport agency. But all in all, everything worked out.
You still got like the prerequisite, like 6 hours.
Seven and a half. I got a solid 7.5.
Heck yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a little Mac DeMarco for your listening pleasures.
He's a goon. He's such a goon.
Sorry. told me it was over. When I saw you and her talking, something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl walking around, ooh, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, child. And I don't wanna watch you leave me, baby. Most of all, I just don't wanna be free now. Ooh, ooh. I was just sitting here thinking of your kiss and your warm embrace, yeah. Reflection in a glass that I held to my lips, now baby, revealed these tears that are on my face. Ooh. And baby, I'd rather be blind, boy, than to see you walk away.
Summer, apparently.
A couple times with Paige.
Oh, with
we'll
Paige
fill in the
Carter.
Listeners now.
So
that we're back.
My family again is just gassing me up. My aunt
as
Nancy,
you deserve.
I'm listening, ! This Trump's going out tonight. When I read that, I'm not gonna lie, the Trump, the T word, did stop me in my tracks, and I was like, what? Oh, that's an actual word.
Side question,
use.
Is he being impeached?
Answer to your sidebar, I haven't paid attention to politics except on Sunday when I was ironing and I listened to the Economist podcast, and that was super depressing.
Okay, I'm Googling right now, but you continue with your story.
All right. So I learned a lot about Syria. I learned a lot about legalization of marijuana. It was a great little segment, but super depressing. Not the weed part, but
thrust.
Anyway, so... And then my other aunt goes, I agree, I love this show. And then she goes, I think we need to replace the expression that uses the T word, a.k.a. Trump, with some other expression. And Lindsay, my Uncle Lindsay, married to Aunt Maury, goes, in quotation, overrides. I love this synonym game. I love my literate family.
We love a highly educated group chat.
There's nothing better than synonym banter.
There really isn't.
Like, really, let me know. Come with suggestions. Call in if you have a better game than the synonym game. Because I don't. What's going on in the world these days, mans?
So, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi... filed like 4 hours or 7 hours ago, like a formal impeachment inquiry of Trump, according to the New York Times. And there's like a 12 minute ago live video update, but I'm not gonna watch the video right now. So
yeah,
answer pending as to whether our president is still
well, even if he gets even if like you go through impeachment proceedings and like the conclusion is yes, you're impeached, doesn't mean kicked out of office.
He's gonna be chilling. Also, he just tweeted an hour ago, all caps, presidential harassment exclamation point.
Oh my god. As opposed to what, sexual harassment?
I don't know. Like, he's had to deal with zero hardship. God. Anyway, I digress. My political stance.
Back to unimportant things like our love life.
Yes. Libretti, she has a prospect.
Oh, God. It was so funny. Last night, I was chilling in my house, and one of my housemates, Mia, and her boyfriend, who is great. Honestly, Matt and I, we vibe.
No, Matt's excellent. Yeah. I just saw him in the science, like, center of Tufts. So I was like, you belong here.
He's seen me in my purple monogram bathrobe, like, many a time, just trying to cook some lentils. And he's here for it, honestly. I've, like, twirled my, like, bathrobe strings, the little belt like in front of him. I'd be like, and he's like gotten down with the bathrobe string jazz.
Really?
Matt can hang. Yeah,
this is unprecedented.
Yeah. Anyway, Matt is on the lacrosse team, so Mandy Beans and I, we were prejudiced at first. We were like, who is this sporty man? We don't associate ourselves with you normally. We don't go in your house. We don't watch your sport.
Like freshman year, Mandy, likely. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, because there was nowhere else to go.
But now we are on to bigger and better.
Perhaps smaller and better things, but,
like,
you know.
Tiny and definitely better.
Yeah.
Like, my own bed with Rachel.
Like, party of two, please.
Yeah, thanks.
Anywho, I was just cooking some lentils, and they weren't lentils. They were split peas, and I didn't have, and then I ate leftovers, but Mia and Matt were having a cute little, like, they made pizzas and, like, had a dinner date in our house, and I was, like, sort of crashing, because I was like, I want to be in on this, because this is fun, but also, like, I have work to do, / I wasn't invited.
It's a tough, like, rope to tread on.
Yeah. Anywho. So then I come back into the kitchen, just like pour myself some tea and then saunter back into my room. And Matt goes, hey, I was going to say, hey, Libretti, but he doesn't say that.
Not yet.
Not yet. what do you think about? And then Mia was like, Matt wants to set you up with one of his friends. I was just like, oh my God. Is there an airplane going by?
It sounds like
a train.
No, I don't see a train, so perhaps an air, but it's very loud.
Yeah. Fun fact, I took that train.
The one that goes right by our studio?
Yeah, the commuter rail. If you get on in West Medford, it goes straight to the north end of Boston without stopping.
And that's where you were trying to go to meet your cousin?
No.
Why were you going to?
The passport agency.
The passport agency.
Yeah.
Noted.
But it doesn't stop. It takes 15 minutes. Boom. 12.
Damn, I want to go out there just for fun.
Yeah, and it's like a 2-minute walk from like the like nice neighborhood with like the brick and like
Brooklyn.
No, it's like North Boston, like the North End. It's close to the North End.
Oh,
yeah,
like the Italian section.
Yeah,
we must go.
It's a good commuter rail. Costs right. $2.80.
Let's do it.
I don't know why I'm trying to impress upon how good it is on Mandy. Like, she's like, mm-hmm, yeah, it's great.
I believe
you.
Like, yeah. I love trains.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, the lacrosse boy wants to
date. So do you know who it is?
Uh-huh. I forget his name.
I was going to look him up and describe him to our viewers.
So apparently he's had too many injuries/surgeries to play on the team anymore, but he, like, just manages/coaches.
Wait, I think I know who he is.
He's like really tall and wears glasses.
Yes, I think he's a community health major, and I've had classes with him. And
interesting.
I've looked him up before, but I forget his name, but I'm gonna find him right now on the roster.
So the funny thing about how this would go down is like I would give less than zero. I would be like, mm-hmm. All right, okay.
Like, do everything for me, and I'll still give you nothing back.
No, but also, it would be just such a bit.
So we have a small-ish situation.
Yeah.
They took all the photos away from the roster.
It's okay. Oh. Apparently, he doesn't have Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Your man's not anyone.
Will you know the name if I say it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Like, I truly have no idea. That's Evan. How. I have no
okay,
idea.
I just wanted to try.
Yeah.
I just picked a random name.
I was like, I don't think so, but I have no.
Okay, that's fine.
So yeah, it would be sort of a meme. I would be here for it though.
No, I think we should try.
It would be an interesting social experiment for sure.
And I think all the bird watchers will also be here for the ride.
Yeah. So Lucy came home and I told her this story and she was like, oh my goodness, you must. She was like, you absolutely have to. And Mike even was like, you have to do this.
Sidebar, Mike is Lucy's boyfriend. Yeah. Who just is a gem and always around.
Those statements seem to be conflicting, but they're not.
They're not. they're just exclusive statements.
We need a about PSA a person. Team.
Yeah, we do.
Dried fruit.
Probably, yeah. Wait, should we both say our favorite dried fruit before you say the
for
PSA
sure.
about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying to eat less dried fruit, just like so sugary. I'd rather just eat like candy.
I have a question.
Yeah. I was gonna say chocolate.
Does dried fruit always have added sugar, or is it
no?
Is it still just is it more sugary than regular fruit?
Yeah.
How?
The
drying process.
The drying process. Yeah. Like a date has like a singular date is like 100 calories, like purely from the sugar.
But it's so good. I just have dates and peanut butter like every night, like 8 or 9. But that's like a sidebar about my personal life.
sidebar about my personal life. While I was having this conversation with Mia and Matt, I was like, I'm gonna get some prunes.
Heck yeah. Speaking of prunes, and then I'll say my favorite dried fruit.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone today who was gossiping about their housemate. Mm-hmm. Saying that she has chronic constipation, and I've never heard of such a horrible chronic illness.
I have a solution for that.
What?
Flaxseed oil pills.
Okay, but our girl's apparently getting like prescription meds for it.
Okay.
Because, like, she'll go weeks at a time.
Oh, no.
And like my heart goes out to her.
Oh, no.
And I saw her at the gym today, and I don't even really know her. And all I can think about was the last time she pooped.
Like, I am concerned for your soul.
Literally,
how are you running right now?
She has no idea who I am.
You're stopped up like a meter,
literally,
or like 8 meters inside of your body
at
this point.
Who knows how thick? Anyway, so, but my favorite dried fruit is probably like a fig. A dried fig is so good.
It is good. I like a good dried dried Turkish apricots.
I was going to say turkey, and I was like, that's just me.
Dried turkey.
My grandma's really big into, like, buying, like, appliances for the kitchen when you could just use, like, a general kitchen appliance. So, like, she got us a crepe maker while you could just use a pan. She got us a quesadilla maker. We also could just use a pan. She got us a fondue maker. You could just use a pot. Like, those kind of things. But one year, she got us a meat dehydrator. And we were like, we can't even pretend we want this. Please return the meat dehydrator, Grammy.
And without further ado, we have a dried fruit PSA.
Oh.
And we have a little non-dried fruit saying, eat me! Exclamation point. Is it like, I think it's a pear. She looks like a very precocious pear. Like, she's flirting with me. Stop it.
Did you ever into VeggieTales?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Looking for something sweet, great tasting snacks. Looking for some sweet, great tasting... Alrighty.
All right, here we go.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, ? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you, !
Oh my god.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Okay.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
Shoot.
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wait, that's really cute.
I love being part of this association.
Me too. Like, I identify with being a fruit and a nut so hard.
So hard. What would your nut association be?
I think it would probably be more like a seed.
Okay. Would you like to share the seed?
Like a sunflower seed?
I could totally see that.
Yeah, or a pumpkin seed. I have to... I think I'm going to buy...
Salted or unsalted?
Well, like... DIY salted roasted pumpkin seeds / when is it appropriate to start like
carving?
Yeah,
like October 1st.
All right, sounds good.
And that's also I think when it's appropriate to start buying candy corn.
Okay. As opposed to dried fruit.
You can do both.
Jizzy J.
Uh-huh.
DJ Jizzy J is texting in. She says, also can confirm the flaxseed oil pills work. They do indeed.
Heck yeah, Jazz. I don't even need to know why you needed them. I'm just happy that they helped.
I think we all know why she needed them. I think we all know. Yeah. Funny story. She had like a... In the Philippines, they use like American diet pills to like get rid of constipation. Because they're like illegal diet pills. And her mom gave them to her because she gets so constipated like when she travels. And it's a transition period.
No, I totally get stopped up too.
Yeah. And...
I do.
I know. It's so true. And so at the airport security, they were like, I'm sorry, but like you can't have these here. They like give you like heart defects if you like use them to diet. And she's like, I just want to take a shit.
Let me live. That's so tough. I hear, you know, there's like smooth move tea.
Yes.
That can apparently really mess up your system if you drink it too much.
Really? I delivered that to Isaac in the library last semester when he was having like final constipation.
Like, been there too. Yeah. I like, my heart goes out to him and his...
Why does everyone get stopped up under stress?
I don't know. The body just isn't strong enough for the pressure that we put on it.
Oh, Jasmine, update, they're not illegal, they're just bad for you.
Okay, cool. Airport security was simply looking out for her.
How about a little Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. Oh, wait. Can I play a different song?
Yeah.
Alicia Keys just came out with a new song.
Oh, done.
And it's with Miguel.
Oh.
So here we go.
Oh.
Show me love, treat it like we freaking on a weekend. Show me love, I eat up the seconds, times and reasons for your love. This is not the season for nobody else but us. I always get wrapped up in you, baby, I'm in love. We gon' get this love like we never done it. Baby, I'm in love, go ahead, show me love like we never done it. Ooh, I got you running every time I give you some. Show me love, love. Show me love, love. Show me love like you'll see red lights and you'll crash tanning like a deer inside a headlight.
Yeah, I saw you love like you was passionate. I just wanna bask in it, winning it like a championship.
You gon' show me love like you tried it and denied it, but you still let me apply it, like I made you put your ties in. Show me love, even when you don't got time to.
I'll be there to find ya,
I'll remind ya. Show me love, treat it like we freaking on a weekend. Show me love, the seconds, times, and reasons for your love. This is not the season for nobody else but us. I always get wrapped up in you, baby, I'm in love.
We gon' get this love like we never done. Baby, I'm in love.
Go ahead, show me love like we never done it. Ooh, I got you running every time I give you some. Show me
every time I give you some. Yeah.
Okay, we're back. Wasn't that kind of a bop?
Yeah, that was good.
I don't really know the last time our main girl Alicia came out with anything, and like I feel like the last time she did anything was like her whole no makeup movement.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of actually. But that's like sort of not, it's like doing a not, an un thing.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah. And like I don't know if I can get behind that.
Yeah. Our girl Mandy Beans is like a big proponent of like making up a teeny bit your face every day.
Just like to freshen up.
Yeah. No, you know. I respect it.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just like makes me feel like awake. Definitely my mom's thing too. Uh-huh. So I kind of just like leaned into that. Also, my grandma's super big into like makeup, and so my sixth grade birthday, maybe that's like 11, my gift was taking me to Blue Mercury and picking out and like having my makeup done.
Wow.
And then
like buying the products
and then buying everything.
Wow.
Which came out to like a soft $1,000 between my sister and I. Just like nobody asked for it. It was just very uncalled for. But yeah. That's all I have to say about Carole Bank. She's super scary. If you've ever seen around.
What are you going to have for dinner? I'm getting hungry.
Ugh, I'm hungry too. I actually have dinner with me because I have two papers that I have to write. So I'm going to go right to the lib.
Oh, what do you have?
So it's actually quite sad. I have another night of chickpea pasta for protein because I forgot to defrost any kind of meat.
Yeah, I have to do that for tomorrow.
And then veggies that I roasted on Sunday night. They were sauced in there. And
soggy.
Then I just put them all together with some red sauce, and I'm super sad about it, and I don't look forward to eating it.
I would have brought some of my soup that I made last night.
I had no idea.
I had no idea either, because I didn't know I was making soup until my lentils, after 40 minutes, weren't cooked, because they were split peas.
Shit. So yeah. You made split pea soup, didn't
you? Yeah, but like with all the lentil flavoring, so it's a little bit of a confused.
Wait, I have a question. How does one make split pea soup? Do you literally just grind up the split peas?
Well, no. What?
Sorry, I have no idea how soup works. I like don't eat soup.
Chicken soup. You just grind up the chicken.
Like when you use like a creamy soup, I don't know how it like got from a stage of like stuff that wasn't all like creamy.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think an immersion blender is frequently involved.
Okay. Do you have one?
I don't. So you have to wait for the soup to cool and then put it in the Vitamix.
Okay.
Slash, like I would never put soup in the Vitamix. What?
No,
for all my housemates listening. Anyway. But yeah, so like split peas they soften.
Okay.
Like lentils. Like the lentil soup that I made, did you try it?
Mm-mm.
So like all your veggies and stuff soften and like cook together, so it's like mushy and like a whole blend of stuff. And if you want to blend it together so it just like is a pure consistency, then you have to blend it. But you have to
theoretically could eat it like all mushed up but not blended.
Yeah, right. So I sauteed like onions and garlic and like the spices, so like turmeric and ginger, and like I put kale in it. So I was doing lentils, so then I put like the stem of the kale in at first because the stem, and like it's chopped really small, so they would soften more instead of the leaves. And then I put what I thought was lentils in with like double the water, and you just like bring to a boil and simmer.
For how long?
Well, theoretically, lentils are like 30 to 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm, but these like, went off for like an hour without any kind of progress.
Yeah, so then I just like dumped in more water and like let it just go.
Oh, okay.
And then I put in the greens too, so they were all like
simmering. Do you have any more left?
Oh yeah, I haven't even eaten it because it was ready at like 11 p.m. last night.
Shall we eat it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll say yeah.
Okay,
cool.
If anyone else wants to join us, you can text us and we'll give you an undisclosed address.
We should totally do like chicken oreganada. Which is just like chicken baked with mayo and oregano on top, and it's so good.
That sounds so good. Yeah. And I don't like mayo, but I do like aioli, so.
Okay, but like the mayo is like baked.
Yeah, I know. And like mayo and aioli are the same thing. You just call it a different name. And so.
One has like spicy pepper.
Yeah, exactly. And like it's just a mental thing for me.
So our friend Lucy wanted to have a piece of our show or something where she would like say stuff about food for a five minute like bit, and then we'd play it for you live on the air. And like I'm leaving this option open. She also was like, I need to get a show so I can do just this, and then you can like have the rest of the show. I was like, that's not how it works, Lucy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, But she loves food so much.
She does. I thought, okay, so I love food. And I get so excited about it. And I get so excited about, like, bringing people together through food.
Yeah.
Lucy just likes, like physical food, like, and, like, cooking it and chopping it and, like, curating it. I'm more about, like, what food does for a community.
I agree.
You know?
I love making dinner for our friends.
I love making dinner and, like, eating with other people. Like, breakfast, I, like,
my, yeah, like, no, better breakfast, alone. Yeah.
Just like
we do a good timing. Silent solitary breakfast.
We really do
together,
like, or like we mutually know that it's like it's still quiet time for our souls. Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, I would love maybe not every show, but if she wants to send in like a couple.
Oh, for sure. I was thinking like an every week, like here's my recipe that I made up. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be so fun.
If you can give us feedback, on some platform, if you'd like to hear this,
we can start like a comment page for the show,
or like an
I was thinking, should we start an Instagram for this?
Probably.
And like take pictures of whoever comes in.
Yeah,
mostly just selfies because a lot of people don't come in.
Yeah, especially yeah, also I invited like 3 people to come tonight and they were like totally, and then 15 minutes prior I was like bird watching ? And they were like no, gotta eat, and I was like
we can all eat later.
We're all hungry.
Slash,
this is the second time I've asked one of these individuals, and the answer has been no. And
the olive branch has been extended.
Yeah, true. It was truly an olive branch.
Yes.
And it was just not
do
met.
Do it that as you will.
Yeah.
We hate him, but not really, if you're listening. But yeah, we're going to play...
I, like, do want to hear Girl on Fire. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, we're going to play that. Should we do that last and play Daniel Caesar song first?
Yeah, for sure. So there was a Daniel Caesar concert last night, and tickets were just, like, too expensive, and I had just gotten to see
even though he's so freaking good.
He is freaking good.
So, yeah. Which one? Or should I just, like, should
I like
just go
off? I like Superposition.
Oh, good call, John Mayer.
Alrighty.
Here we go.
Figure it all out before I break. crushed, but I know I'll be okay. Existence and superposition, life's all about contradiction. Yin and yang, fluidity and things. I'm me, I'm God, I'm everything. I'm my own reason why I sing. And so are you understanding?
We're back for one final sign off.
This has been fun.
This has been the best.
It's a great time for us.
We're really feeling ourselves, if you can't tell. Every time we sign off, we're like, wow, that was really good banter.
One for the books.
Heck yeah.
This is Liberty World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free From Radio.
Bird watching. Have a lovely night. Here's Toodles. This is what we're waiting for.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh.